The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday. Dreary, wet. How else would we describe this afternoon? Dreary and wet, but hey, it's a good day. It's a good day. Welcome. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You know, the educational system in America at one time was the envy of the entire world. We led the world in education, but that was a long time ago. And as I continually tell you, and I hope and I pray you don't just get so tired of me saying it, but everything the progressive liberal left touches, it destroys. The largest union in America? Anybody want to guess? Yeah, Teachers Union, National Education Association. Largest union in America. All right, next question. Name one of the most liberal unions in America. Yes, yes, that's right, the NEA. The American educational system today is unquestionably marked by a far, far, far left progressive liberal bias. Take a look at the educational institutions that are pumping out the teachers. Take a look at the union. Take a look at what the majority of teachers in our public schools believe. And again, I always try to remember to say this. There are many wonderful, fine Christians in the public school system. I am grateful for every one of them, and I pray that there will be far, far more of them. So those of you that are Christians in the public school system, please do not think I'm talking about you. But hey, you're on the inside. You know what a mess our public school system has become from elementary all the way up to the university and colleges, because of the fingerprints of the liberal left. Here is the latest in the insanity headline. California may ban schools from suspending students for, and I'm quoting, willful defiance. Now, willful defiance, that is a child in a school saying, no, you can't make me, no, 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 uh-uh, no, I won't do it. Or, I will do it. Willful defiance. Hey, let me tell you, when I was in school, granted that was a long time ago, if I had displayed any kind of willful defiance, Back in my day, I would have been sent to the principal's office and I would have been paddled. A phone call would have been made to my parents and I would have gotten the paddled when I got home as well. Willful defiance would not have been tolerated. Here it is. This is from Sacramento. And by the way, this is from a CBS television station in Sacramento reporting this. The California State Senate voted today to ban schools and principals from suspending students for willful defiance of teachers, staff, and administrators. The Senate approved SB 419 by a vote of 300-8. I want you to think about that. The state Senate in the state of California voted 30-8 to make it illegal for a principal, a teacher, to suspend a child for, and again I'm quoting, willful disobedience or defiance. 30-8. What is the teacher supposed to do? You have a child, you know, involved in a dangerous activity or disrupting the entire classroom. And the teacher says, hey, sit down, stop that. You can't do that. You can't make me. It will be illegal for a school to suspend that child. Now, how left is this? Quote, a similar bill was vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown last legislative session. What? Governor Moonbeam? Jerry Brown? Far, far left? He thought this was too radical? Yeah, he did, but they're pushing it through again. Under the new version, Senate Bill 419, students in grades 4-8 cannot be suspended for, quote, disrupting school activities or willfully defying school authorities, including teachers and staff. Can you imagine what this is going to do to the kids? They're going to publicly advertise. You can disrupt school and willfully defy your teacher, the administration, staff, and there is nothing they can do to you. The bill would also ban schools from suspending students in grades 9 to 12. The law would apply to both public and charter schools. As part of the new bill, superintendents or principals would be asked to provide alternatives to suspension or expulsion that are, quote, age-appropriate and designed to address and correct the pupil's specific misbehavior. Like what? We are asking our, well, not we, they are asking teachers to keep some kind, some form of discipline, and yet they are taking away every resource. Yeah, that's just nuts. Joy and I were both teachers many years ago. Joy taught third grade. I taught fourth grade. It was a wonderful experience. Fortunately, it was in a Christian school. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I enjoy teaching. Joy and I taught a class at our church last night. I love to teach. I love to teach kids. I love to teach teenagers. I love to teach adults. That's what I've spent my entire life doing, teaching. But I honestly don't know whether I could teach in the public schools today. The far liberal left educational establishment continues to take away more and more resources that parents have. And they continue to empower and embolden willfully disobedient, defiant kids. We have a dear pastor friend up in the Wadsworth area. Their daughter was doing student teaching in the inner city of Columbus not long ago, and she lived with us for a while. stayed in our guest room, and she would come home, and you would not believe the story she told us about what went on in the school where she was trying to teach. Absolute chaos. It was worse than a zoo. And that is what is happening in so many of our schools. And the teachers' hands are tied. It's bad, but it's getting worse in California. Can you imagine if this passes, and it looks like Newsom, the new governor of California, will sign it into law. It looks like it's going to pass, and it will be illegal to suspend a student in California for willful defiance or purposeful disruption in a classroom. You're going to hear, "You can't touch me," more than anyone wants to hear in the California schools. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, Franklin Graham is in hot water. Well, not with me, and I doubt with you, but with the liberal press. Yeah, God bless him. I'll tell you what he said when we return.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You gotta love Franklin Graham. I do. I just have enormous respect and honor for Franklin Graham. He has great courage, just great courage. He is loving and compassionate. He presides over Samaritan's Purse, which helps hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people every year. Samaritan's Purse is often the first on the scene when there is some kind of natural disaster, a hurricane, tornado, or whatever. They are characterized by compassion and love. Operation Christmas Child sends millions of shoeboxes all over the world every year. And many of those shoeboxes go to Muslim kids. They don't discriminate against who gets the boxes and so forth. Hundreds of thousands of people have come to know Christ as Savior under the ministry of Franklin Graham. And yet he is portrayed as a hate-mongering bigot. And here's the latest. You and I have talked about this. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who has announced his candidacy for president of the United States, has just saturated his speeches with religion and Christianity. He's constantly talking about God, being a Christian. He has even said being gay makes him a better Christian and draws him closer to God. He has criticized Vice President Mike Pence for standing for traditional marriage. He has questioned, this is Pete Buttigieg, has questioned whether Donald Trump can even believe in God, and has implied that Mike Pence, the vice president, certainly cannot be a Christian because he doesn't support gay marriage and so forth. Well, Franklin Graham has come out with some very strong things. In a CNN town hall earlier this week, Mayor Pete said this, quote, "It can be challenging to a person of faith who's also part of the LGBTQ community, and yet, to me, the core of faith is regard for one another. And part of God's love is experienced, according to my faith tradition, is in the way that we support one another and, in particular, support the least among us." All right, let me stop. If you listen on a regular basis, you know, and I pointed this out to you, and I hope you are noticing this, the social justice movement, the left wing of the Christians know about 6, maybe 7 verses of Scripture, and that's all they know. And one of them is the least among us. You hear that constantly. You cannot hear one of these liberals talk about their faith, talk about Christianity without quoting the least among us. They know 6, maybe 7 verses of Scripture. They take them out of context, and that's all they know. They have no clue how the rest of the Bible fits together. Anyway, Mayor Pete went on to say, I get that one of the things about Scripture is different people see different things in it. But at the very least, we should be able to establish that God does not have a political party. Well, that caught Franklin Graham's attention. And Franklin Graham responds, God is not political, but the Bible defines homosexuality as sin. And he went on, being gay is something to be repentant of, not something to be flaunted, praised, or politicized. The Bible says marriage is between a man and a woman, not two men, not two women, Franklin Graham tweeted. You gotta love this guy. He speaks the truth. He calls sin, sin. And by the way, Franklin Graham does not say that homosexuality is the only sin. Franklin Graham speaks about sin in general and that men are sinners. Franklin Graham said, Mayor Buttigieg says he's a gay Christian. As a Christian, I believe the Bible, which defines homosexuality as sin, something to be repentant of, not something to be flaunted. The Bible says marriage is between a man and a woman, not two men, not two women. Well, as you might expect, how does the news media treat these two people? Mayor Pete, who twists, turns, and perverts Scripture and openly flaunts an immoral, unbiblical lifestyle. Or Franklin Graham, who actually adheres to traditional Christianity and God's definition of marriage. According to the major media, who is the hero and who is the zero? Well, you don't even have to guess. Franklin Graham is the zero, because he believes the Bible. Mayor Pete is the hero, even though he is in flagrant disobedience to the Bible. Yeah, folks, you know it. I don't need to tell you. Up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. Good is bad. Unrighteousness is righteousness. These are the days we live in, sadly. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.